Okay, so let's pretend that I'm taking your proposal seriously.
Okay,
no, it's not bad, John. You know, off the
because we're talking about helping people, aren't
that's
we?
Right.
Yes.
Now here's one of the problems.
There's a problem in that?
I think so.
Because I looked online, there are homeless people that set up GoFundMe pages. So go ahead.
Yeah. So what happens? Let's just pick a magic round number of 100. Let's say there are 100 homeless people.
Okay.
There are many, many more than that. 100 homeless people. Yeah. They all have GoFundMe pages.
Yes.
So let's say that 75% of us really like the 28-year-old blonde woman who has this great, you know, pitch about, you know, her two kids and all of this, and nobody wants to give a dime to the 48-year-old recovering drug addict who this and that. It wouldn't be parceled out fairly.
I see.
And that could be a problem. We'd still have the majority of people that these are not probably the most appealing of people. There'd be a lot of sort of finger wagging, and that would put people up to all sorts of abuse.
Okay.
Online abuse.
All right, so I will remove the natural biases that would be in place for the 28-year-old woman with the two kids. So we're going to take the money from the government, and we're going to give it directly to the people. And then the people, just like with the democracy vouchers, because we want to get big money out of elections. You now have it, and what you can do is you can take it and directly fund for housing, and the money would be dispersed that way. It would go right to the guy or right to the woman, and then she would have the cash to be able to get herself a home. She'd be able to give herself some money, help with the kids, help with medical and stuff like that. All I'm doing, Tom, is bypassing the middleman. So
for
every dollar collected by the taxpayer that goes through this huge bureaucracy in the city of Seattle, why not fund directly to the individuals? This idea was actually brought up in the UK in the 1990s. Basically, adopt a poor person was the idea. Mm-hmm. And if you adopt them, then you care about them and you make the person a little bit more responsive to you. That's all.
Okay. Now, I think
we can continue the way we're going, which is just fields of garbage and feces and tents on highways, because we are continuing with the number of people homeless as you drive down the street. I know you don't see it, Tom, because you're on a bus route, but for the rest of us that are out there and see
buses
all this.
The buses serve a lot of the homeless, John.
I know. Do you drive by them all the time? Because your life is pretty restricted from point A to point B. For everybody else moving about,
listen, John,
they see it more often than you do.
Homeless ride the bus. I probably see more homeless interactions than you do. That's not
the
issue
here. I doubt
that,
but go on.
Okay, fair enough.
Right.
The idea, though, here is, John, the reason you have the middleman is to make sure that things are on the up and up. For instance, when you get your food stamps, you can't just spend them on drugs. The idea is that they restrict the amount of food stamps to whatever stores allow for them.
Right.
And there's oversight. If you have no oversight and you give out money to whomever, there's no guarantee that they'll actually get toilet pickup, toilet cleanup, and that kind of stuff.
I got it. All right.